Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Karen Kerrigan continue to help us continue to celebrate our 18th anniversary. Karen, thanks again for all the great years. Thanks for all that you do for small business. Tell us about SBE Council.
Absolutely, Jim. We you can find us at www.sbecouncil.org. Follow us on Twitter at SBE Council. We're also on Facebook, Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. We'd love to have you join us, like us, sign up for our e-newsletter. We advocate for business owners and entrepreneurs, provide educational and information, and we do a lot of research on the small business sector and, you know, provide Congress and legislators and governors, you know, with that research and with that information so that we can improve the climate for entrepreneurship and small business growth.
You want to give us a quick update on TPP?
You know, yeah, we're reading through the text quite a bit, Jim.
Tell them what it is.
Yeah, the Trans-Pacific Partnership is the big
the trade agreement,
agreement with
Pacific Rim.
Yeah, all those 11 countries.
Which China is not part of, Mr. Trump.
Exactly. Oh, by the way. But anyway, no, Jim, we like a lot of what we see. I mean, if you're talking about, you know, like eliminating tariffs, you know, we have 18,000 goods and products.
Trade is good.
Property.
But it does have implications.
This is the first agreement that has a small business chapter, Chapter 24, in it, that specifically requires all these countries to have small business portals, small business tools, all information that they need to access these markets, which we think is really, really terrific.
That's great.
And it is terrific. And so I was at the White House on Tuesday for about 4 or 5 hours getting briefed by officials on the agreement. There were some of the chief negotiators, you know, the president's advisors on this. So there's a lot of good stuff in it. I mean, we're pro-trade. We think opening particularly these markets offers a tremendous opportunity for business owners.
The only thing that's worse than free trade is isolationism.
I agree. And, you know, it's
free trade is not perfect. Trade is not perfect, and it's not even always free. But it's like they say about democracy. It's a horrible system, but it's better than all the others. Free trade is maybe a horrible system, but it's better than isolationism.
No, Jim, when you're removing, you know, tariffs as high as 40, 50, 60% on products, you know, each of these countries, you know, that's pretty amazing. And it is, again, you know, countries.
But it does reorder things. It reorders things. It improves the quality of life of all Americans, but it does affect jobs, and it reorders things. Okay, quickly, Karen, I've got a couple of minutes left. Give us a quick tour of where you think things are in the election.
Well, you know, it's really interesting. I don't know. I mean, on the Republican side, I think it continues to be interesting. I'm glad that the last debate, we heard them talk about specifics of issues as opposed to gotcha questions and things like that. You know, I think some of the current events, I mean, what may be happening on the, you know, the terrorism front, the Syrian refugees, et cetera, you know, I mean, a lot of things are playing into Donald Trump's hands, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in terms of his message points. So you continue to see him surge. But I, you know what, I think when you really start talking about some of the specifics on issues, things may change in the future. On the Democratic side, look at, I think, you know, they're playing to the left. I mean, if you read some of these proposals, and look at, we have small business profiles on our website for every single one of these candidates.
Right.
And you can visit us at sbecouncil.org and see where they stand on the issues. But, you know, there's clearly, you know, if you're going to vote for a Democrat, it's going to be, you're going to be voting for far left.
Well, but here's what I want. Here's what I want people to do, Karen. I want them to make notes about what Hillary is saying right now to get nominated. And then I want them to compare that with what she's going to say to get elected.
This is true. Yes,
there will be a huge difference in those two narratives. And I have to say, on the Republican side, they may be different, but they won't be that different.
Agree. You know, and one thing too, Jim, is the other observation I can make. We're hearing a little bit more, you know, in these debates and on the campaign trail about small business and entrepreneurship, and from some candidates in particular. We need to be hearing a lot more. Don't you agree?
There's no question about it.
I mean, they need to really be honing in on this sector, what they're going to do to help them grow.
Some of them have been talking about it. I like what the way some of them are talking about small banks, and they've talked about small business in substantial ways, not just invoking the name like most politicians do. But you're right.
Right.
They need to focus more on that, and we're gonna try to, with your help and the help of others, we'll all try to hold their feet to the fire. Hey, Karen, thank you for being here. Thanks for 18 great years.
Oh, thank you, Jim. Happy anniversary, and have a happy Thanksgiving as
Thanks, you too. Karen Kerrigan, ladies and gentlemen, a great American, one of our heroes. And she's one of your heroes, too. You just maybe not know it yet. Go to sbecouncil.org and follow them and support them with a donation. I promise you, an investment. It's an investment in what they're doing to help you and me. SBECouncil.org. I like telling people about that website. I'm Jim Blasingame. I got to go for this hour. I'll be back. One more after this one.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.